Chapter 7. While you are coding. Conventional wisdom says that once a project is in the coding phase, the work is mostly mechanical, transcribing the design into executable statements. We think that this attitude is the single biggest reason that software projects fail, and many systems end up ugly, inefficient, poorly structured, unmaintainable, or just plain wrong. Coding is not mechanical. If it were, all the case tools that people pinned their hopes on way back in the early 1980s would have replaced programmers long ago. There are decisions to be made every minute, decisions that require careful thought and judgment if the resulting program is to enjoy a long, accurate, and productive life. Not all decisions are even conscious. As we describe in Listen to Your Lizard Brain, you can better harness your instincts and non-conscious thoughts. We'll see how to listen more carefully and look at ways of actively responding to these sometimes niggling thoughts. But listening to your instincts doesn't mean you can just fly on autopilot. Developers who don't actively think about their code are programming by coincidence. The code might work, but there's no particular reason why. In programming by coincidence, we advocate a more positive involvement with the coding process. While most of the code we write executes quickly, we occasionally develop algorithms that have the potential to bog down even the fastest processors. In Algorithm Speed, we discuss ways to estimate the speed of code, and we give some tips on how to spot potential problems before they happen. Pragmatic programmers think critically about all code, including our own. We constantly see room for improvement in our programs and our designs. In refactoring, we look at techniques that help us fix up existing code continuously as we go. Testing is not about finding bugs. It's about getting feedback on your code, aspects of design, the API, coupling, and so on. That means that the major benefits of testing happen when you think about and write the tests, not just when you run them. We'll explore this idea in Test to Code. But of course, when you test your own code, you might bring your own biases to the task. In property-based testing, we'll see how to have the computer do some wide-ranging testing for you and how to handle the inevitable bugs that come up. It's critical that you write code that is readable and easy to reason about. It's a harsh world out there, filled with bad actors who are actively trying to break into your system and cause harm. We'll discuss some very basic techniques and approaches to help you stay safe out there. Finally, one of the hardest things in software development is naming things. We have to name a lot of things, and in many ways, the names we choose define the reality we create. You need to stay aware of any potential semantic drift while you are coding. Most of us can drive a car largely on autopilot. We don't explicitly command our foot to press a pedal or our arm to turn the wheel. We just think, slow down and turn right. However, good, safe drivers are constantly reviewing the situation, checking for potential problems, and putting themselves into good positions in case the unexpected happens. The same is true of coding. It may be largely routine, but keeping your wits about you could well prevent a disaster.